You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Wednesday, June 8th, 2005. We have a new setup here for audio, so you'll have to forgive me if it's not sounding quite right. I've got quite a little setup here. I went to, believe it or not, Radio Shack, because they actually have had a four-channel mixer that I could jimmy up to go into the computer to plug in my computer and my laptops to get the music and the microphone to get the audio so that it all goes into one and be able to listen to, or, you know, put the two together while I'm recording. And I'm recording it on the computer, so, you know, on the desktop. So this might be a short podcast just to test this out and see how it sounds. I know that currently we're listening to Jeepers Creepers by Count Basie and Tony Bennett. I'm going to have to figure out how to load up the songs I want to play on the iTunes and then play them, you know, at the same time. But I've got several, I went to Pottery Barn a year ago or so, and bought a whole bunch of their Pottery Barn CDs, you know, the ones like for Cocktail Lounge or On the Rocks or Dirty Martini, that's the name of the CDs, and I load them all onto the iTunes, and they're all like this cool, not really smoothie jazz, but jazzy type songs. Excuse me. So I'm just kind of like letting them play in the background while I talk, and I don't know. The thing is, I can't hear it, so I don't know. You know, I need to figure out how to monitor the inputs. You know what? I wonder if I clicked on this little button here. Nope, that didn't do it, so I can't hear it. I'm going to have to figure all this out, how to hear it at the same time that I'm recording it. I'll have to try that sometime. What to talk about today? I really actually don't have too much to talk about. I can tell you that the boyfriend guessed the movie correctly yesterday. He left a comment on the website. What did he say? Oh, he did it last night at 10 of 9, so he was one of the first ones. He guessed it correctly as All About Eve. So, good for you, Mr. Boyfriend, or the boyfriend. You are correct. That was All About Eve with Betty Davis. And that was one of the famous lines, buckle your seatbelts, we're in for a bumpy ride or bumpy night or something like that. And the movie All About Eve is a really good movie. It's about this woman who's a famous actress, Betty Davis, and she gets an intern, or this woman who wants to be her intern, who is like almost like a stalker, but she becomes her intern, and then actually becomes, I can't remember if it's her understudy or what, but she actually ends up being Betty Davis's, I think it is her understudy, and then ends up going on for her and doing a better job of her acting than Betty Davis does. So it's all about, you know, the backstabbing that this woman does to get Betty Davis's acting job. It's actually a really good movie. It's from the late 40s, early 50s, I think maybe 1950. I'm not sure. So that was a really good movie. I actually just got it in the mail yesterday because you might remember me saying that I ordered some DVDs from Amazon, and that was one of the ones that I had ordered. And I also got, with the one that I've been waiting for a long time, Mommy Dearest. And I love that movie. And you can, I might use it as a movie clip sometime soon, so be looking out for that. Let's see. You know, I guess maybe I could check to see what happened in the news today. As soon as the thing pops up here. Oh, let's see. Nothing major going on. But I can see that the stocks, everybody's stocks went down except for Apple. They went up a little bit. This is really quite boring. This is one of those, going to be one of those boring podcasts, you guys. I'm sorry. But I don't have anything to talk about. Although, let's see. Did I get an email? I did. I got an email from Peter. And Peter says, what did he say? Said that he didn't even know what the movie was. Peter, I am disappointed in you. But then again, you're young. You may not have, you may not be familiar with the old black and white movies. Well, Peter, that's one you should check out. It's called All About Eve. Definitely think you should check it out. Also, Peter, I had emailed Peter about possibly calling him on the phone and interviewing him. So I might have to do that sometime. Actually, he talked about using the Skype network, and I actually, Peter, I do have Skype, but I've never used it, so I have no idea. And then I don't know how to capture the audio from it, so that might be a technical difficulty. If anybody knows how to do that, let me know. That's all the email I got. Oh, I always get this email from history.com for, you know, this day in history. Well, this day in history in 1968, Robert Kennedy was buried after he was shot and killed. And let's see, anything else major happen? Oh, today's Joan Rivers' birthday. Happy birthday, Joan Rivers. There's nothing else major happening. Speaking of Joan Rivers as a person who was born today, yesterday Anne Bancroft died. And I have to tell you that she was one of my favorite actresses. Two of my all-time favorite movies she was in. One is called, it's called 84 Charing Cross Road. It's an obscure movie that nobody has ever seen. And I happen to love it because it's like a long-distance love story. Anne Bancroft plays this copyright editor or, you know, a TV script writer living in New York City in a little tiny apartment, and she loves to read books. She's an avid book reader. Well, she ends up writing to this bookstore in England, and the guy who answers her letters is Anthony Hopkins. And basically, over like 40 years' time, they develop this friendship through the mail, through letters. They never call each other. She actually tried to go to England at one time to see them all, but she doesn't. She's unable to because she has to have a lot of dental work done. But so you follow this lady's life over 40 years of loving books and getting books from this British bookseller, and I can't tell you the whole movie because I can't remember all of it, but it's just such a beautiful movie. I really love it. I'm sorry, I wasn't going to do that again, but I did. Now, the other movie that Anne Bancroft was in that, you know, again, nobody has ever seen is called Garbo Talks. And this is a story where Anne Bancroft plays an old lady, not a really old lady, but an older woman who is dying of cancer. And her last wish is to see or talk to Greta Garbo. Of course, this takes place before Greta Garbo had died. And Anne Bancroft's son is played by Ron Silver. And basically the movie goes on about how he is trying to find Greta Garbo so that he can, you know, grant his mother's, dying mother's wish. And I haven't found that movie out on DVD yet, but I would love to because every once in a while it shows up on TNT or American Movie Classics. And I totally love that movie, if nothing else for the secrecy that Greta Garbo has always lived with, or always lived with. And I really, really like it. So what else can we talk about? Well, we could talk about the weather, how fucking hot it was here today. Oh, my God. It was very hot again. It was very humid, but it wasn't as bad as it was yesterday. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember what the temperature was, but right now it's 89 degrees. So it probably got up to like 92 or 91 or something like that. It was very hot. Oh, well, I said this was probably going to be a short podcast because I can't think of what else to say. I'm trying to remember. I didn't hear anything from David, so I don't think there's any update on Dating with David. I guess I should probably warn you. The boyfriend and I are going away this weekend, so I don't know if I'll have a podcast over the weekend or not. Probably not, because of, like, last weekend we spend too much time. Well, not too much. No, we can never spend too much time together. But when we spend time together, I totally forget about, you know, doing a podcast or recording us talking. Although he and I both said most of the weekend, oh, we forgot to do a podcast, let's do a podcast. And, you know, one thing led to another, we never did one. So we never had any audio to do. But he's coming over Friday night to my place. Maybe we will record some audio. I don't know. I don't know. And actually, now that I think about it, tomorrow night's podcast might be really short as well, because I've got so much to do. Basically, what's what I need to do before he comes over. I need to clean my house, and because I'm so anal, I don't want, you know, to have any dirty clothes or, oh shit, I should have started a load of laundry today when I got home. Oh well, I will do it eventually. So I'm going to be very busy tomorrow night. I don't know, I have to think about that and figure out how I can do all the stuff I want to do. And right now, I've got so much crap sitting on my desk, you wouldn't believe it, with all this new equipment that I bought with the gift card. I was actually thinking about routing it all through the mixer and then putting it into the iRiver. But the iRiver, I hooked it up and it sounded terrible, so I said, fuck that. But I do need to figure out a way to monitor the music and the audio together at the same time, because this mixer doesn't have like a headphone jack to monitor it, so I have to figure this out. I can't think of what to write or what to talk about. What was I going to write in my blog today? I can't remember what I was going to write in my blog today. Oh, I know what I can talk about. Listen to this. This is interesting. Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell you how this happened or what, but I actually met a famous person today. I had the opportunity to get introduced to Ruby Bridges. Does anybody know Ruby Bridges? Well, let me type this in on the computer and see if I can get a little back information from her. Of her, excuse me. Ruby Bridges. Oh, she's even got a Ruby Bridges Foundation. Ruby Bridges, let's see the story. Ruby Bridges is the little girl who was trying to go into the public school in New Orleans. She was the first black student at the formerly all-white elementary school. And she is the one who's in the famous photograph with the men escorting her to school. And she's also the famous, little girl in the famous painting by it's a famous painting. You can see there's two guys in front of her and there's two guys behind her, and she's got a pretty white dress on, she's carrying her books and an apple. I think she's carrying an apple. And you can see a tomato splattered on the wall behind her. She's the little girl from that. She, you know, all about integrating schools and stuff. Well, so anyway, I met her today, and I have to tell you that the woman has major attitude. Now, I know that's probably a terrible thing to say, but because she's a famous woman, all she was trying to do was go to school. But she has turned her trying to go to school, being the first black girl in this white school, into a career. She goes to schools and places of, you know, businesses where you want to talk about diversity and stuff, and she gets paid for a two-hour talk about, you know, the government and how the Supreme Court ruling was. And I mean, and the thing is, I was just turned off by her. I'm glad that she was part of the Supreme Court case and that integration took place, all that. But her personally, as a personal lady, she did not come off very warm and friendly at all. And maybe it's because she's, you know, met a million people and been to, you know, lots of different locations to talk to people. But she just seemed very cold and like she had a big chip on her shoulder. Like, you know, don't touch me. I'm Ruby Bridges. But anyway, I'll put a link on the show notes to her her website. But I was just turned off by her. Maybe I'm not the only one, I don't know, but I was just turned off by her. So, you know. All right, I'm going to end this now because I think I've talked long enough. So, please, if you haven't already done so, or even if you have and you have a different IP address somewhere, please go to podcastalley.com and vote for me. That's all I'm going to say on that. And, of course, you can send me email and voicemail and leave comments on the blog. I appreciate that. What else do I have? Well, I'll think of something better to talk about tomorrow. Oh, if you haven't listened to Poos Radio, the poor guy was so depressed today when I listened to his podcast. I think I should probably call him and just give him a little cheer-up message. I don't know. You know, also, ladies and gentlemen, or boys and girls, or whoever the hell you are, I would like to, at some point, create, they're called sweepers, where people either leave a voicemail or, you know, they call me on the phone and they say something like, you know, I'm, like, for example, I want to get my friend David to do this one. I want him to say, I'm David of Dating with David on Archer Radio or something like that, and have him say, and I listen to Archer Radio, so that I can add it into the podcast as like a little, you know, I don't know, just something different. So if you'd like to send me some audio, record something on your computer, make it an MP3 file, send it to me, I would play it on the air, just because I'm that kind of guy. You know, and then I listened to John Ong, I think it was John Ong, I can't remember whose podcast it was, but I called and left a message, and then, it was the UFN, the Urban Family Night. I called their voicemail and left a message on their voicemail, and when I heard it, oh my God, I sounded so gay. I need to butch it up because it's just I don't want to sound so gay. It's awful. I know I do sound gay, but too bad. All right, that's well. I know that Rosemary Clooney just started with the Mellow Man. I like Rosemary Clooney. Let's see. Oh. I can't think of anything else, so we're just going to end this, boys and girls. I'm sorry, this is another one of those boring ones, but I did talk about Ruby Bridges and what I think of her. Oh, I should clarify, she's a great woman, whatever, you know, that she wanted to go to school and help change, you know, take care of integration, all that, but just as personally, I didn't really care for her today, so I will leave it at that. So, until next time, boys and girls. Bye. Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish bacala and egg umba. I love how you dance, salumba.